Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Yud Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. We're moving along, sugyas in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, related to Lifnei Eideim Shal Oivdei Keichavim, Aser Lases Veloses Imam, Zok the Mishnah. Ir Sheyesh Ba'avodas Keichavim, a city that had an Avodah Zarah in it, and Rashi adds, it was the Yom Ha'ed of that Avodah Zarah. So it was a pagan holiday. And there were stores inside that city. Some were Me'utaros and some were She'ena Mutaros. Some of these stores were decorated in honor of the pagan, and others were not decorated. Says the Mishnah, Zehoye Maisa Be'Shan, this was a real story that took place in Be'Shan, Ve'omru Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, Ha'me'utarois Asurois, it was usher to do business with the Chanuyois that were Me'utarois, Ve'she'enon Me'utarois Mutarois. However, it was mutter to do business with the Chanuyois that were Enon Me'utarois. So, this was a real-life story in the city of Be'Shan. It was a city that had some greiser getchke inside of it. It was the day of the Chagah, and there were stores in the city that were decorated in honor of the Avodah Zarah. There were other stores that were not decorated in honor of the Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim said that if you want to do business with the stores that were Me'utarois, it's going to be forbidden. If you want to do business with the stores that were Enon Me'utarois, it was going to be okay. Rashi speaks out in the Mishnah that the reason there was a distinction between the stores that were Me'utarois and the stores that were not Me'utarois was based on a Metzius. The Metzius was that the stores that were Me'utarois clearly were associated with the Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Avodah Zarah on that day would get a certain percentage of all the business that that store would do. As a result, it was understood that if you're going to do business with that store, you're going to be benefiting the Avodah Zarah, and if you're benefiting the Avodah Zarah, that's certainly something that's not okay. Therefore, all the Chanuyos HaMe'utarois were Asurois. The stores, however, that were not Me'utarois, so they weren't decorated, clearly not affiliated with this Chagah, with this Avodah Zarah, as a result, the Avodah Zarah is not going to be collecting any taxes from it. If that's the case, if you're going to do business with them, so there's not going to be an issue. And it's for that reason, it will be mutter. So essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that if there's a city that has an Avodah Zarah, and it's the Yom Ha'ed, there are stores that are Me'utarois and stores that are not Me'utarois. You cannot do business with the stores that are Me'utarois. You can with the stores that are in a Me'utarois. And the difference is, the ones that are Me'utarois are clearly affiliated with Avodah Zarah. Part of the profits now of this transaction are going to go to the Avodah Zarah. And if that's the case, you're now benefiting the Avodah Zarah. If you're benefiting the Avodah Zarah, that's not something that you're allowed to do. The stores that are not Me'utarois are not going to be paying anything to the Avodah Zarah. And if that's the case, you're not benefiting the Avodah Zarah in that transaction. And based on that, this is something that is not going to be a problem. Now, the truth is, this is the way Rashi explains the Mishnah. And really, as we're about to see in a moment, it's one of two mahalchim amongst the Amoraim, in terms of the way they explain the Mishnah. Really, the Gemara is going to begin now with a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And really, every time you see a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, you know it's not just a machloikis Amoraim. You're dealing with something fundamental, dealing with something very yisaydi, as we're going to see. Rashi was mefarish the Mishnah the way Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara is going to be mefarish the Mishnah. Stating that, the Gemara is going to begin with a Shitas Reish Lakish, which is a little bit of a different understanding in the Mishnah. Then we'll see Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and then the Gemara for an amid and a half is going to be mefalfel in this machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, as it relates to the halach of the Mishnah, that the Chachamim said, an ir sheyesh ba'avoydes keichavim. And again, it's the Yom Ha'ed. And there are chanuyos me'utarois, and there are chanuyos that are in a me'utarois. You're not allowed to do business with the chanuyos that are me'utarois, but you are allowed to do business with the chanuyos that are not me'utarois. Said Reish Lakish, this that you're not allowed to do business with the chanuyos that are me'utarois is only true if they're me'utarois beveret v'hadas. They're me'utarois with things that smell good. So a veret is a rose, a hadas is of Dalad Minim Fein. These are things that have a good smell. Being that they have a good smell, you're now allowed to walk into that store on the Yoim Ho'ed and buy something. And the reason is the Komesani Merecha. Because when you walk into the store, you're going to smell the good smell. And these smells on the Yoim Ho'ed are Avodah Zarah Digger smells. And you're going to be benefiting from Avodah Zarah. And benefit from Avodah Zarah is something you're not allowed to do. In fact, in 1 second, Rish Lakish is going to quote the pasuk that says, "Lo yidbak biyotcha mu'uma min hacherim," from where we learn that it is aser for a yid to have any ana from avodah zarah. Avo me'utaris bepeiros, but let's say the chanuyos me'utaris not with a hadas and a veret, but rather with fruit, something that looks nice, but doesn't necessarily have a good smell. Mutaris, with such a store, you'd be allowed to do business. My taimo, what's the reason? Meaning, isn't there an issue that even in that case it should be a problem? Because the metzias, again, was that if you do business with chanuyos me'utaris, clearly they are affiliated with the Avodah Zarah, and if they're affiliated with the Avodah Zarah is going to get a cut, and if that's the case, you're benefiting the Avodah Zarah. Says Rish Lakish, that doesn't bother me. You know why? Because the pasuk says, "Lo yidbak biyotcha me'um menacherim," which is the makar that a yid is not allowed to have any anah from Avodah Zarah. But we learn from here, nena hu da'aser. You can't benefit from Avodah Zarah. Avo mahana shari. If you want to give anah to the Avodah Zarah, that's something that you're allowed to do. You can't take from the Avodah Zarah. But if you want to give, you can't. So says Rish Lakish, what would be the problem with chanuyos me'utaris? Because of the fact that the Avodah Zarah is getting a cut, because in some tax, there's something that's going to the Avodah Zarah, who cares? Why is that an issue? You're not allowed to give hanah to Avodah Zarah. Who said you're not allowed to give hanah to Avodah Zarah? You can't benefit from Avodah Zarah. Oh, so that would then make sense for there to be an iser to walk into chanuyos me'utaris where you're going to have hanah. And that is, in fact, halacha. So if it's me'utaris beveret v'hadas, in a situation like that where you're going to benefit, that's when the halacha, the Mishnah, is going to be true. If, however, it was me'utaris beperos, something that doesn't necessarily smell good, even though you're being mahana, I don't care. Nenehu da'aser ava mahana shah. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, I feel mutaris beperis nami yasser. When the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do business in an ir sheyesh ba'avoydes keichavin with chanuyos me'utaris, it's true even if it's mutaris beperis. So that when you walk into the store, you're not smelling anything amazing, you're not making a boire mine besamim, boire atze besamim, it's not like you're having any hana. Why then is it a problem? Because of the fact that you are going to be benefiting the Avodah Zarah. How are you benefiting the Avodah Zarah? Because again, they're taking some sort of tax, they're getting a cut from all the business that's done today, so you're giving them hana. Now, where does it say in the Torah you're not allowed to benefit Avodah Zarah? It says you can't have hana. It says you can't be nena. Vushtet, you can't be mahana. It says Rabbi Yochanan. Kal v'chaymer. I know that it's aser from a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Nena, aser. It says lo yidbak biyotcha me'um menacherim, which means you can't have hana. Mahana lekoshkin. Certainly you can't be mahana either. And kal v'chaymer is, of course, one of the Yud Gimel Midos Sha'atayrin addresses b'hem. So if the Torah says you can't have Hana, it means you also can't be Mahana. It says Rabbi Yochanan, if you can't be Mahana Avodah Zarah, based on the Metzias of the Chanuyos Me'utaris, it would be Aser to do business with Chanuyos Me'utaris, even if they were merely Me'utaris Beperos, so that you're not having any Hana. Who cares? It's not about the Hana that you're having, it's about the Hana that you're giving, and that's something that would be true in all situations. So we have a Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, how to learn Pashup Shan in the Mishnah. And really, what underpins that machloikis is a very fundamental question in the world of understanding a Yid's relationship with Avodah Zarah. The machloikis in Pshan in the Mishnah is, the Mishnah said, "Ir sheyesh ba'avodas keichavim, vayu ba chanuyos me'utaris v'she'ena me'utaris, ha'me'utaris asurois v'she'ena me'utaris mutaris." According to Reish Lakish, the only time the me'utaris are asurois is if they're me'utaris beveret v'hadas. Being that you will have anah when you walk into the store, and you're not allowed to have anah from Avodah Zarah, it's for that reason this is going to be an issue. If, however, they're me'utaris beperois, it's going to be mutar. When they're me'utaris beperos, you are giving hana to the Avodah Zarah, because all the chanuyos me'utaris are associated with the Avodah Zarah, and there's some meches, there's some tax that goes to the Avodah Zarah. Who cares? Who said I can't be Mahan Avodah Zarah? According to Rabbi Yochanan, when it says in the Mishnah that the Chanuyos Me'utarois are Asurois, it means regardless of whether they're Me'utarois Beveret Vahadas or whether they're Me'utarois Bepeirois, either way it's going to be a problem because the Yisoid of the Isser is not related to the Hanah you're taking from the Avodah Zarah, but it's related to the Hanah that you're giving the Avodah Zarah, that tax that they are going to be collecting. Where do you see in the Torah that you're not allowed to be Mahan Avodah Zarah? You don't. But what you see in the Torah is you can't have Hana from Avodah Zarah. And it's a Kal V'chomer. Nena Asa Mahana Lekoshkin. Kal V'chomer is one of the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bam. And based on that, this is going to be a problem. But the Machloikis and Pshat in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is when it says Me'utarois Asurois, is it Dafka Beveret Vahadas or is Afilu Beperois? The fundamental Machloikis that's going on here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is there an Issedai Raisa to be Mahana Avodah Zarah or is there no Issedai Raisa to be Mahana Avodah Zarah? But before we go Vaita, there's one obvious Kasha that we have to speak out. Rashi asks the Kasha in the Mishnah, Tosfos asks the Kasha, the Ritva asks the Kasha, the Ramban asks the Kasha, the Ran asks the Kasha, the Rashba has the Kasha, all the Rishonim has the Kasha, and that is Riboina da Alma Kula. What in the world is going on over here? It's almost as if when we just started this daf, we forgot everything that we learned from the beginning of the Masechta up until this point. We're discussing doing business with Oivdei Koychavim on the Yom Ha'ed. And it's Mavur in this Sugya that the only reason it would be a problem is because of the fact that either you're being nene from the Avodah Zarah when you walk into the store, or you're being mahana the Avodah Zarah in the instance that the Avodah Zarah is getting some sort of cut. And it's based on the pasuk in the Torah of Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Me'umah Min Acherim, which means nene. And is it only nene, or do we say Kal V'chomer Mahana also? What's the kasha? What happened to the halacha of the Masechta? Lifnei Eidem Shal Oivdei Koychavim Shloishin Yomim Aser Laseis V'Laseis Imayim. What happened to the Issur D'Rabbanan of doing business with a guy? Lifnei Eidem Shal Oivdei Koychavim. And again, the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph had a chakira. Ibay Elohu. What's the issur of the Issur? Is it based on Harvacha? Azul Umayda V'Shem Elohim Achem Lois Haskim Elohim Sham Al Picha? Is it based on Lifnei Iver Lois Ita Michshol? Whatever. We're already need deep into the sugya. We know there's an Issur D'Rabbanan al kaponim to do business with an Oivdei Koychavim. And if that's the case, what's going on over here? So Rashi in the Mishnah says an unbelievable chiddush. Rashi says that although we know that you can't do business with an Oivdei Koychavim, and what's the definition of business? Let's chazer over the words of the Mishnah. Asur laseis v'laseis imayin lehashilon v'lishol mehen lehalvoisan v'lilvois mehen lefoyron v'lefroya mehen. Stating that, there's one exception to the rule. And that is, if you want to buy something from an Oivdei Koychavim, that's something that you're allowed to do. You can't sell, you can't borrow, you can't lend, whether it's money, whether it's an item, you can't pay a loan, you can't even take payment for a loan. But if you want to buy something from a guy, that's something you're allowed to do. Now, what would be the svar? Why would it be okay to buy something? So, Rashi says, "Destam moicher atzefu." Because usually when somebody sells something, he's ungesetzt. He's selling it begrudgingly. It's not something that he wants to do. Rabbi Mechazal, the buyer was always happy, the seller was always sad. And Stam Moicher Otsefu, and it's for that reason, you're not being Mesameach him in any way. And based on that, this is something that really, really should not be a problem. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, what happened to the halach lifnei edem shaloiv dekechavim shloisha yomi? You're not allowed to do business. It's true, you're not allowed to do business, but you're allowed to buy. That's an exception to the rule. And being that if you want to buy something, that's something you're allowed to do, that's going to be okay. Now Rashi does speak out that even though you're allowed to buy, he says only a dover hamiskayin, only something that is not perishable. Meaning, if it's something that has an expiration date, then you wouldn't be allowed to buy, because then even the moicher is going to be happy. So it's a little bit of an ikimt on the sugya. You have to say it's talking about a dover hamiskayim. We'll see more about that. But the bottom line is, if it's a dover hamiskayim al kaponim, there's no issur to buy. And if there's no issur to buy, it's based on that, it's not going to be a problem. Now, what's the problem? The Mishnah said, asur laseis velaseis, right? Laseis velaseis, right? Yeshem lemikra, it sounds the same, but Yeshem lemesayris, one is sin aleph saf, and the other one is a lamed saf saf. But the bottom line is, they're both seis. One means to buy, one means to sell. L'chayr, that's always the way you understand the Mishnah. So the first thing you have to ask yourself is, how could Rashi say it's mutter to buy? Doesn't the Mishnah say aser losseis v'losseis? So you have to say, it's very dachuk, that any time you're going to sell something to the guy, there's going to be a losses for losses. Meaning the Mishnah means asa to sell, doesn't mean asa to buy. But in every sale, there's a buyer and a seller. So not asa losses and asa losses, right? Losses and losses. That's not what the Mishnah means. It means asa to sell, which inevitably included in that means also asa to buy. Asa for the yid to sell and cause the guy to buy. It's a little bit dachuk, but that's what you would have to say. Tosfos speaks out that Rashi in the Mishnah was mefarish the Mishnah not that way. Tosfos says that Rashi in the Mishnah said mefarish that losseis for losseis means to buy and to sell. And if that's the case, Rashi here is being chayzer from what he said in the Mishnah. If you want to learn this Gemara properly, you'd have to try to figure out where did Rashi say in the Mishnah that losseis for losseis means to buy and sell. It's not in Rashi in our Mishnah. And if you look in the Achronim, start with the Marsha and work your way around, everyone mutches a little bit to try to understand where did Tosfos have a Rashi in our Mishnah that Rashi said Mefurish, Losseis for Losseis means to buy and sell, and you'd be forced to say that right now Rashi's being Chayzer. But either way, this is the Gresh Shitas HaRashi, and this is not just a Shitas Rashi that we speak out of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis. If we were learning Avodah Zarah Be'in, we would have spoken out this Rashi on that base. When we started the Beis, we jumped right into the Agadata, right? I mean, we were talking about Paras, and we were talking about Loss of Lavoi. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah, Manich V'Taychekot. So the Masechta started for Daf Yomi purposes with a massive digression, so we never really got into this Shitas Rashi. But this is a massive Shitas Rashi that really you would start with on Daf Beis Amad Aleph, which is that although it's also to do business with the Oivdei Kechavim, but to buy Al-Koponim, Adover, Abiskayim, this is something that's going to be mutter. What's the Makar from the Mishnah that pays a Aleph? It certainly doesn't sound that way. Losses for losses sounds like you can't buy, you can't sell. The Makar is this Sugi Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis. Lemaisa, almost all the Rishonim are not happy with Shitas Rashi. And if you look at Tosfos right here, Al-Atar, Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Meir. The Rabbeinu Meir said that there's no way it's mutter to buy something from Oyvei Kechavim B'Yomeidoi. So what's going on in our sugya? Why are we talking about Nene, Mahana, Le'yidbak B'yotcham, Umar Menacherim? What happened to the Isna de Rabbanon? It should always be also. It should be also to do business with any Oyvei Kechavim B'Yomeidoi, whether he has Pashkevillin or doesn't have all his decorations, right? It should always be also, just based on the Isna de Rabbanon. So what's going on over here? So Tosfos says that I don't think the Sugi is talking about the Yom Ha'ed. Rashi made a Hanoch, it's talking about the Yom Ha'ed. And therefore Rashi was muching what happened to the Aloch of the Mishnah. Zok Rashi, Vais Tosfos Mutter to buy, unless this Chanuya is Me'utarois. Why everything would change when the Chanuya is on the Utaris. But Tosfos brings for Rabbeinu Meir that maybe the Sugi is not talking about B'yai Meida. Oh, it's not talking about B'yai Meida. It has nothing to do with the Halach of the Mishnah. That obviously would be a very, very good Mahalach to answer this question. Be'ezer Hashem, as we get towards the end of the daf, we'll speak at another Shitas HaRishonim in terms of reconciling this Sugi right here with everything that we've learned up until this point. But let's just reprogram. Okay, so we have a Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Understand Pashup Shah in the Mishnah. Why it wasn't that the Chanuyas Me'utaris were Asuras. According to Reish Lakish, it's talking about Dafka where they're Mutaris Beveret Vahadas. The point is when you're going to walk into the store, you're going to smell it, it's going to be geschmack, you're going to be over this is the rice, the Yidbak Biyach, Mumin Acher, Minal Revanah from Avodah Zarah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's true even when it was Me'utaris Beperois. And the reason it's Asur, where it's Mu'utaris Beperis, when you're not going to have Anah, is based on the fact that the Avodah Zarah got a cut, and as a result, you're being Mahana the Avodah Zarah. We didn't say in the Torah line, being Mahana Avodah Zarah, it says you can't have Anah, and it's a Kal V'Chomer, Nena Aser, Mahana Le'Koshik. It's again, according to Reish Lakish, you're allowed to be Mahana Avodah Zarah. This is the point we're going to zero in on. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not allowed to be Mahana Avodah Zarah. Faith Gemara Kasha Meisvei, from Mufurish Abraiso, Rab Nosson Oimer, Rab Nosson said, Yom Shavidus Kechavim Anachas Payas Hamachas, the day that Avodah Zarah used to relief taxes. So there were certain days where the Avodah Zarah would give you the option to somehow be exempt from taxes. Machrizim v'oim. This is what they would say. Kol mi shenoyta latar. Any person that takes a crown, v'yanich b'roish, and he puts it on his head. U'b'roish chamoyin, and he puts it on the head of his eisel. L'chavoy d'avoydus kechavim. In honor of d'avoydus zara, yanich le'es ha'meches. So what they're going to do is, they're going to let him not have to pay taxes. V'im laf, and if the person doesn't do that, al yanich le'es ha'meches, then they're not going to relieve him from the taxes. So it says, Rav Nosson, Yehudi shenim sasham, mayas, a yid that's living in that zip code, what should he do? Yaniach, should he put this crown on his head? And he should put it on the head of his eisel, his donkey, right? For those that don't speak Yiddish, nimtzenene, it's gonna come out, he's having gana. Lo yaniach, right? How's he having gana? Because he's gonna not have to pay all these taxes. Should he not put it? Well, then he's gonna not be exempt. He's gonna have to pay full price, which means nimtzenene comes out, he's benefiting the avodah zarah. So he's a little bit stuck between a rock and a hard place, right? What should he do? If he is going to say, oh, perfect, let me put this on. So like this, I'm going to have to pay less money. Well, then he's having hana. And if he's going to say, no, chalila, I don't want to have hana, well, then he's going to end up paying more. So he's being mahana davoy dezar. So what should he do? Mikan omru, you know, the chachamim said, you shouldn't be there. Any person that does business in the shuk shall avoid this kechavim. And by the way, Rashi here too explains we're dealing with the yom ha'ed. This used to happen on the chag. That any person that does business with the avoid kechavim on this day, behema, if he buys the behema teyaker, we'll see what that means in a second, but you're not going to be able to benefit from the behema. Peiros, ksus v'kelim, if you bought fruit or you bought clothing or you bought different types of kelim, yirkavu, you're going to have to let it go back. Again, you can't have any benefit from it. Ma'os, if you had money, so you have like different metals, you're gonna have to throw it into the Yamamelach. The point is, we cancel this person. Don't do business in the shuk, because again, either way you go, you're gonna end up with an issue. Now, just parenthetically, says the Braisa, we mentioned Behema Teyaker. What is Teyaker? What is the definition? What it means is that you tear one of the tendons of the animal, Minar Kuvalamata. So that Kuv is the ankle. So, like from the bottom part, we'll see later in the Gemara that the kapeid over here is you don't want to make the animal a treifa. You're not going to make an animal a treifa, and that's what we're trying to prevent you from doing. So we want you on some level to disable this animal, right? We want to make sure the animal is on the, right, season-ending IR. But at the same time, we don't want to cause it to become a treifa, because that's not something that's okay. But what do we want from this whole braisa? Why did we just mention this? K'toni miyos, v'shteit on the braisa. That this person who's in the shuk and he wants to do business right now, he's a little bit stuck. Why is he stuck? Because what's he supposed to do? Yoniach, right? Should he not do... should he put this thing on his head, on the head of his chamor? Nimtzenene, he's gonna have hana. That's not okay. Lo yaniach, we said, nimtzemahana, he's gonna end up being mahana davoy dezara. What's the kasha? Rish Lakish, you're gonna be mahana davoy dezara. What's the problem being mahana davoy dezara? Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, nene aser mahana lekoshke. But according to Rish Lakish, I thought it's only nene that's aser. To be mahana is not aser. In fact, even when Chazal said you're not allowed to do business on a yoy moed with the chanuyos meutaros, Rish Lakish said it's only Mu'taris Beverit Mahadas. Well, you're going to be Nana, but to be Mahana is not a problem. We have a Mufurish of Braisa where Rav Nosson says that if you're in the Shuk and you're in a situation where by you not doing something to pay less money, you're going to be gekanset because you're being Mahana Davoy Dezar. I thought there's no wisdom to be Mahana Davoy Dezar. So L'chayr, this Rav Nosson is a Mefurish, right? Rav Yechon, it's a Kashmir, Rish Lakish. So Rav Shar Shebrei de Rav Yidi. So Rav Shar Shebrei de Rav Yidi said, Kasov Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Pligi Rabbanon Olel de Rav Nosson. It's true, Rav Nosson said it. There's nothing to talk about. Rav Nosson said it. And this Rav Nosson is a blatant contradiction to what Rish Lakish said. That's a problem, says Rish Lakish. It's Rav Nosson that said it, right? What's the kasha? Rav Nosson said it. You know what the answer is? Yeah, it's Rav Nosson that said it, but nobody else said it. I hold that the Rabbanon are chaylik with Rav Nosson, and I hold like the Rabbanon, the Pligiola, for Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to say? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like it's Rav Nosson that said it. And if it's only Rav Nosson that said it, it sounds like the Chachamim are chaylik. And if the Chachamim are chaylik, who should you paskin like? Rav Nosson or the Chachamim? Right, this is the easiest of all the Klali Apsak. Yachid v'rabim, halacha v'rabim. For sure you should paskin like the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yochanan, it's very nice. There's like a Rav Nosson that sounds like it supports you. But isn't it mashma a little bit like the Chachamim argue? The Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yochanan, sabar loy pligi, that really there's no machloikis. The Rav Nosson said it, but the Chachamim agree with Rav Nosson. Thus, really, it's the opinion of everybody that it's not just Nene that's Aser, but Mahana is going to be Aser as well. So, at further review, this Machloek Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish was already discussed by the Tanon, or up until this point, one Tana. Who's the Tana? Rav Nosson. And Rav Nosson said Mefurish who? He said Rabbi Yechon. Oh, very Gishmak. We have a Tana de Messiah, the Rabbi Yechon. It's Rav Nosson. What then is the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Meaning, once a Tana already said it, so now we have to tweak our presentation of the machloikis. So the machloikis is a little bit different. Reish Lakish holds that it's true Rav Nosson said it, but the Chachamim will choylik with Rav Nosson. Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim, and it's for that reason, says Reish Lakish, that even though Rav Nosson clearly holds Mahana also, I don't like the Chacham, the Mahana is going to be mutter. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rav Nosson said it, but loy pligi Rabbanon olel, that really the Chachamim agree, so everybody holds Mahana is also, everybody holds that Mahana is also, so it's for that reason, Mahana at the end of the day is going to be also. But the Gemara asks a kashan on Rabbi Yochanan, loy pligi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that the Chachamim were not chaylik with Rav Nosson? That when Rav Nosson said it, wasn't just Rav Nosson that said it. It was the Chachamim that said it again. And again, how do you know Rabbi Yochanan said that? Because Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rav Nosson. If the Chachamim are chaylik with Rav Nosson, it would be Yochid v'rabim alochik v'rabim. Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have the right to paskin like Rav Nosson. He would hold like Reish Lakish, that really Mahana is mutter. But from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rav Nosson, that means he holds v'loy pligi, right? Clearly. It's critical for Shitas Rabbi Yochanan to accept this premise that he holds that even though Rav Nosson or Yochid is the one that said it, but don't think he's the only one that said it, really the rabbins say it as well. But the Gemara, since I have a problem with this, a long braise, so it's going to take us to the bottom of the Yom, but Tanya been learned to the braise, so you let it go to the Yerid of the Oiv de Kechavim, that's like the big shuk, the Loik Mehem, and you can buy it from them. Behema Avadim Ushvachis Batim Vesadis Ukramim. This is all on the Yom Ha'et. Vikoisev, not just that. After you buy these things, you can write a shtar, and you can even take the shtar and notarize it, certify it, in their erkuas, which is usually something we frown upon, because once you buy it, unless you're going to get it certified and verify that it's really yours, then the person will always be able to claim, like, you're going to end up losing it. So, then we even allow you to do that. Ready for this? Let's say the person's a kayin, and he now is trying to be matzel, a piece of property, or an eved, a shivcha, one of these things, from an oivik echavim, metame, he could even go to chutzlaretz. So we know, but this Kayin, who's not allowed to make himself Tamid, would be allowed to go to Chutz Laretz, Lodun Ula Arari Mohen, to fight, meaning to go to court and to litigate and to try to get this thing that is his. Again, Mipneshu Kamatzel Yodan, to save his thing, you're allowed to do that. Ukashem Shematama Bechutz Laretz, the Brisa continues and says, just like a Kayin's allowed to be Matama Chutz Laretz, Kach Matama Bebeis HaKfaris, you would even be allowed to walk into a Beis HaKfaris to fight to try to get your things. So the Gemara says, whoa, I think we're pushing it a little bit. Bebeis HaKfaris, Holka Daitoch, Tumad Eiraisi, Bishlemi to go to Eretz Amim, that was a Takonas Chazal, that's only a Tumad Rabbanim. You can't go into a Beis HaKfaris. The Gemara says, you're right. Elo Beis HaPras Rabbanim. Doesn't mean a real full fledged Beis HaKfaris. It means a Beis HaPras, which is only Tumad Rabbanim. What's a Beis HaPras? What's the technical definition? This is a field that once upon a time was a Beis HaKfaris, but it was plowed. So the assumption is that, unfortunately, it's not a Beis HaKfaris anymore. But you never know. There might be an Etzim Kisayra, Sechazal with Goyzera, or Tumad Rabbanim. But being that the Tumah is only Mid Rabbanim, Lodun Ula Arima, Mibneshu Kamatzal Yadim, this is something that's going to be okay. Now, we're digressing from a digression. This is all part of the Braisa. We just said that you could be metama in Chutz Laretz or in a Beis HaPras Rabbanon for what? Lodun ula arer with the Ovde Kechavim to be matzel for them. Umetama, I'll tell you another time, Koyin's allowed to be metama. He's allowed to go to Eretz Amim. It's Lilmai Torah of Elisa Isha to learn Torah and to get married. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Emasai, when is this true? Bismacha Emoitze Lilmai. This is only true if he's going to have no ability to learn unless he goes to Eretz Amim. But in the event that he'll be able to learn even by not going to Eretz Amim, in a Matam, in that instance, he has no right to go to be Matam. Rabbi Yossi says, even if he will be able to learn where he is, still you're allowed to be Matam, because not everybody is Zoicha to learn from everybody. And as a result, maybe there's a Rebbe or Yeshiva that you can go to that's in Eretz Amim, where it's going to be better for you to be able to learn. It's going to be good for your Steiging. Even that would be enough of a reason for you to be able to go. Rabbi Yosef said, on that note, I'll tell you a story. Maisa bi Yosef Akoye, right? Key word, he was a koyin. Shaholach acha rabbi litzidoin. He followed his rabbi to Tzidoin. Rashi says, Tzidoin was in Chutz Laretz, and he went, Lilmai Torah. And he did it. And the reason he did it was because it was understood that being that he's going to learn Torah, even though he could have learned in Eretz Yisrael, but Lilmai Torah, even from your rabbi, even though there are other Rabbeim in Eretz Yisrael, even that's going to be okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan commented on this whole braisa, and he said, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. Okay, why did we bring this brisa? A lot happened in this brisa, right? Brisa started talking about going to the original Levi Kechavim and buying things from them. And then it pivoted into a Kohen going to Chutz La'aretz, Ladun Ula'arer. And from there we went into a Kohen going to Chutz La'aretz, Lumaytar V'Lisa'isha. And what if really you can learn in Eretz Yisrael, but maybe your Rebbe is in Chutz La'aretz? Even then this is something that's going to be okay. But what we need, which part of the brisa, that's pretty easy, right? We don't need the Lumaytar part. We're not focusing now on Tumah and a Kohen being Metama. What we're focusing on is the first part of the brisa, where the first part of the brisa said, "Holchem liyirich aloyv dekechavim, v'loichem mehem behema avadim u'shvachos batim v'sadois ukram." This is something that you're allowed to do. Shtelzach the shayla. Why allowed to do this? Why is it okay to do this? Why aren't we concerned that when you're going to go ahead and you're going to buy, you're going to benefit the Avodah Zarah? And if you're going to benefit the Avodah Zarah, then this is something that should not be okay. Now, to be fair, it doesn't say anything in the Braisa about Chanuyos Me'utaros or Chanuyos She'enam Me'utaros. And really, the Maksha of the Gemara is making an assumption that when we say Holchem Liyirich Alev Dekechavim, it means even Chanuyos Me'utaros. But the Kasha is, why is this something that would be Mutter? L'chaira, it should be a problem. Tain is the Gemara. I'm going to tell you what Pshat might be. You know what Pshat might be? What's the yisoid of the iser of why you're not allowed to do business with the chanuyos me'utares? Rabbi Eichron said that the iser is based on the fact that you are going to be mahaneh d'avodah zarah. And being that you're being mahaneh d'avodah zarah, a yid's not allowed to be mahaneh d'avodah zarah. Maybe the tan of this brisa holds is no iser to be mahaneh d'avodah zarah. If the tan of this brisa holds is no iser to be mahaneh d'avodah zarah, that would explain why this is something that's not going to be an issue. If the Tana this price holds, there's no issa to be mahana d'avodah zarah, that means we just found a Tana that holds, there's no issa to be mahana. Now remember, who's the Tana we know that holds that it is us to be mahana? It's Rav Nosson. We were trying to figure out, do the Rabbanan argue with Rav Nosson or the Rabbanan agree with Rav Nosson? We said Reish Lakish holds the Rabbanan will chaylik with Rav Nosson. And therefore it's a yachid v'rabbi malach k'rabbi, that's why Reish Lakish paskin the halacha l'maisa, that it's mutter to be mahana d'avodah zarah. Because even though Rav Nosson said it's aser, but it's machloikis and we paskin like the chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Loi plig." He said, "No, Rav Nosson said that it's asa to be mahana. Really, everybody holds that it's asa to be mahana. The problem is, we just found a brisa that seems to say mefurish that it's mutter to be mahana, meaning that it's chaylik with Rav Nosson. Who's this brisa? It sounds like a stam brisa. It sounds like this is the sheet of the chachamim. So you say, Meris, really, it's a machloikis Rav Nosson in the chachamim, whether or not it's asa to be mahana or whether it's mutter to be mahana. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Taloch is nena asa mahana loy kol shekein? And everybody holds that way. It's not only a das yochid Rav Nosson. It's not true. You see clearly from this brisa that the Tan of this brisa holds not that way, which would then imply that Rav Nosson's halacha was b'machloikis shnuya, and if that's the case, Rav Nosson's a yachid to the chachamim's rabbim, and the halacha should have been like the rabbim. So why does Rav Yochanan hold that it's aser to be mahana? And he learned it up in our Mishnah. L'chayre is being mefarish the Mishnah based on a das yachid that shita's Rav Nosson. You see from this other brisa that the shita of the chachamim, the majority opinion amongst the rabbis was that it's really mutter to be mahana. And if that's the case, Rav Yochanan should not have been mefarish the Mishnah like Rav Nosson, and should not paskin like Rav Nosson. Nena asam hadal lekoshkein, he should be holding like the chacham. Now Rashi just adds one knesh, that don't tell me Rav Yochanan maybe didn't know this brisa, right? That would always be a way out. You know for sure that Rav Yochanan knew this brisa because Rav Yochanan commented on the brisa. Rav Yochanan's comment was halachik Rav Yossi. Now, Rav Yossi was negay already, little moitaira, right? It was negay a sidebar in the brisa, but the bottom line is we know Rav Yochanan knew this brisa, but what's the kasha? Alma pligi, you see from here that the machloik is Rav Nosson and the chachamim, and if that's the case, based on the rule of Yachav Rabbim, Malachik Rabbim, Rabbi Yochanan should have paskin like the Rabbim, and he should have been mefarish the Mishnah like the Rabbim. Says the Gemara, Amalek Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you, no, loylam loy pligi, loylam. I'm going to tell you, there's no machlekes. Meaning, everybody holds that nena aser mahana loy kolshkein. Nena aser, it's a possible. Yid back biyotcham umu menachir. Mahana loy kolshkein. It's one of the yugim of the shatayin redreshes then. It's a kal v'chomer. What's the kasha? The kasha is, why does this brisa say that you're allowed to go to the original Levi Kechavim and you're allowed to buy things from them? I aren't you be mahanev le kasha kam le kech min atagar de shakli michse mine kam le kech min balabayis de le shakli michse mine. We're making an oikimta. This brisa is talking about where you're going to buy, but you're not buying from a merchant. You're buying from a balabas. And when you used to buy from the balabas, the Avodah Zarah didn't have any hana. This, that the Avodah Zarahs used to get hana, that was only when you bought it from a merchant. They used to get tax. So if you would buy from a tagger, you're benefiting the Avodah Zarah. It's talking about where you're buying from a balabas. If you're buying from a balabas, over there's no hana that's going to the Avodah Zarah. As for that reason, it's not going to be an issue. This has nothing to do with our sugya. Our sugya is talking about where you're buying from a tagger. You're buying from a tagger, you're being mahana. The Rabbi Yechonon holds, nena aser, mahana loy kolshkein. And that's why he was mefarish the Mishnah of mutaris asurois, even if it's mutaris beperis. And as it relates to that, there's no machloikis. Rab Nosson said it mefurish, and really everybody agrees with it. Aides Bryce, it's talking about a whole different halacha. It's talking about where you're buying from a baal bais. You're not being mahana at all. You're not being mahana at all. There's no problem. Oh, by the way, let's just chazed this over again. What about lifnei yedeim shaloyv dekechavim? Why is that not an issue over here? So we addressed that already. That was Rashi in the Mishnah. To buy a davar hamiskayim, that's not a problem. And it's for that reason, this over here is not going to be an issue. Now, just to close the loop here on the Pshat Tov of this part of the Gemara, according to Reish Lakish, you don't have to make this akimta, right? According to Reish Lakish, when it says, it could be talking about even when you're buying it from a tagar, and even though you're benefiting, because the Shita Sachachamim is that Mahana is going to be mutter. I, Rav Nosson, said it's also. It's true. It's Machloikis Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. And by the way, it's probably because Reish Lakish understands the price of this way that he paskins that way. It's Yachav Rabbim Alochik Rabbim. It's Tavka Rav Yoichanan who holds that there's no Machloikis Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. Even though Rav Nosson said it, really everybody meant it. So what's Pshat in this price? So you have to make an akimta. This price is talking about where you're buying it from a Baal Bais. Right? I just, one more second, right? Just to indulge. Just in Kloli Ashas, what just happened over here? If you think about it, we have a Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Are you allowed to be Mahan Avodah Zarah? You're not allowed to be Mahan Avodah Zarah. You can't be Nen, it's a Pasuk in the Torah. Yidbak B'yotchem Umun Acherim. What about be Mahan? Rabbi Shlokish said you could, Rabbi Yechon said you can't. What's the Makar? You can't? Kal V'chaymer. Reish Lakish doesn't hold it as Kal V'chaymer. But the bottom line is, it's a Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Really, there's a Mefurish Abraisa. There's a Mefurish Abraisa where Rabbi Nosson says it's Aser. It's even better than that. There's another Mefurish Abraisa that seems to say it's Mutter. Reish Lakish seems to be the glatt of Mahalach in the sugya. Reish Lakish says that, I don't know, I have two braises. I have a braise where Rav Nosson says Aser, I have a braise where the Chachamim say Mutter. Machloikis from Nosson and the Chachamim, Yochev Rabim, Malachik Rabim. Based on that, I'm going to come out that it's going to be Mutter. And that is Shitas Reish Lakish. He has these two braises. He puts them together. Rav Nosson, Aser, Chachamim, Mutter. I'm going to pass like the Chachamim. That's why it's going to be Mutter. Rav Yoichanan is a shtickel dachuk. Because the Braisa that says Aser is a Das Yochid L'chayra, it's Rav Nosson, and there's a Braisa Mefurish that says Mutter. Stating that, says Rabbi Yochanan, that where Rav Nosson is the Das Yochid and the Braisa that says Aser, it's not only Rabbi Yochanan. It's not only Rav Nosson. It's Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. And the Braisa that says Mutter is not even talking about this case. It's talking about a different case. It's talking about you bought it from a Baal Bais. So it's two dochoks, right? Doichik number one, again, using the word doichik loosely. Number one, we're forcing a little bit. We're saying that even though Rav Nosson said us, it's not only Rav Nosson. What do you mean? It sounds like it was only Rav Nosson. No, it's not only Rav Nosson. And number two, even though I have a mefurish of Braisa that says that Shitas HaChachamim is that it's Mutter, it's a whole different case. Reish Lakish says, no, everything is very glatt. Rav Nosson is the only one that said Aser, and the Chachamim are talking about the same case, and they hold its Mutter, and it's Yochev Rav Malachi Rav, that's why I hold its Mutter. Rav Yochanan says, no, when Rav Nosson says Aser, it's not only Rav Nosson that's saying it's Aser. And when the Chachamim said Mutter, they're not even talking about this case. They're talking about a completely different case. But again, either way, Machlokes, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish is really totally in how you reconcile all these braises over here. Either way, the Gemara is going to digress now a little bit. One of the things that we mentioned in the braise was, so again, you're not allowed to do business with Oivdei Kechavim on certain days, right? Of course, that is the topic of the first bunch of daffin here in Avodah Zarah. Going back to the Braisa on the top of the Yomit, Rav Nosson had said that there were certain days that the Avodah Zarah, the pagans, the Kaimrim, the Galochim, they would make this big proclamation. And they would say, any person that honors the Avodah Zarah on this day, so we're going to give him some financial benefit. Right? What we're going to do is Yaniach Loyas HaMeches the Imlav, and if not Al Yaniach Loyas HaMeches. So the question is, what should the Yid do? So the short answer is the Yid shouldn't do any business there, right? What happens if he did business? You got to get rid of it. You can't have any anah from it. So one of the things that the Braisa said was that in the event that you bought a behemoth, Te'oker, Right, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do teyaker. So says the Gemara on that note. Amar behemo teyaker. So what do? You have to be teyaker it. Now the Bryce explained teyaker means that you're going to injure it, right? Minar kuva lomata, somewhere beneath the ankle, but you're going to give it some sort of injury. Faith, you're allowed to do that. For ikat tzar balichayim, l'chay you're being mitzar in the animal. What happened to tzar balichayim? Right, there's a shita that holds tzar balichayim is deiraisa. So it's not such a posh to think. Amar abaya, abaya said amakro. It's based on the following pasuk. Pasuk says, "Es suseyem ta'aker." Now, this is a pasuk in Yeshua, Perek Yud Aleph, where Hashem tells Yeshua that when you're going to go fight against all the Canaan, right, against all the nations, what you should do is you should intimidate them. And one of the things you should do to intimidate them is you should take their horses and you should be ma'aker them. Right? So if you see that Yeshua ben Nun was told that they're allowed to be ma'akir, the horses, so you say, Maris, this can't be a violation of Tzar Balichai. So again, the kash is Tzar Balichai. Yes, you see Yeshua ben Nun did it. So if Yeshua ben Nun did it, five stories, this is something that you're allowed to do. So there's two questions you have to just understand. Pashup Shah. Number one, just because Yeshua ben Nun did it, why does that mean we're allowed to do it? Or better, aber arvach arvach tzarek, right? So how is Yeshua ben Nun allowed to do it? So the answer is that you see from the fact that Yeshua ben Nun did it, that if you want to do something like this, l'tzayrech, it's something that's going to be okay. And this is one of the rules of Tzar Balichai. Right, you're not allowed to be Messiah an animal, you're allowed to shecht an animal if you want to eat it. Right, for refuah, you're allowed to do clinical trials on animals, right? That's something you're allowed to do. Because to the extent that you're doing it for a refuah, so then these things suddenly become mutter. So from the fact that Yeshua ben Nun, l'tzayrech, was told, esuseyem ta'aker, so you say, Meres, as long as you're doing it l'tzayrech, this is something that's going to be okay. The other kasha, and this is Tosis kasha, is that maybe Yeshua ben Nun did it as a hirasha, right? We know Nevi'im very often used to do things hirasha. So just because Yeshua ben Nun, right? Imagine somebody would say, you're allowed to bring Shchutei Chutz. You know why? Because a Navi did it by Har HaKarmel. What do you mean? That was hirasha. So just because Yeshua ben Nun did it, that means that any person that in any future generation is going to want to do it, it should be okay. It's Tosfos Kasha. We have a raid bite from the last Machzer from Rabbi Shua Abba Shlita, who said a Dover Nifla based on the Ramah Mipano that Yeshua ben Nun was different. Yeshua ben Nun was like the Levana. He doesn't have any right to ever be Mechadish anything. So there can't be any hirashas when it comes to Yeshua ben Nun Ayin Shah. But either way, so again, the first Kasha was Behemoth Teyoker. What about Tzar Bali? And for the Gemara, you see Yeshua ben Nun did it, so Vaisa says no problem of Tzar Belichayim. Another problem. Omer Mar, Vezeo, Ikur, what's the definition of Ikur? Menasher Parsoisel, Minar Kuva Lomata. What you do is you tear its tendon, where? Somewhere beneath the ankle. Freit Gemara Verminia, last year Kasha, that loch is, Ein Makdishin, Ve'ein Machriim, Ve'ein Marichim Bezmanazer. You're not allowed to make something hektish Bezmanazer. Right, you can't make something hektish, that's what Makdishin means. A machrim and cherim, stam cherim is about the kavayis, can't do that. Marichin of Mesaches Erichin fame, all these things you can't do nowadays. Why not? Because when you do a hektish nowadays, you're going to just end up with problems. Because if you're going to have hanah from it, right, hektish is chal b'zman hazeh, you just don't have what to do with it. So you're going to end up having hanah from it, which is me'ilo, which is very, very chum. Then hektish, the hichrim, the herich, let's say you did any one of these things, behema, if it's a behema, teyoker. We'll see what that means in a second. Peirois uksus v'keilim yirkavu. Let them rot. Mois ukli matris lo yiche yoylichem liyala melach. Now said Chazal v'zeu ikur. What's the definition of ikur? Noel delas befanel. You close the door v'mesem eile and you let it die. What's the kasha? It's a different definition of ikur that we had in our braisa. In our braisa, we said, what is ikur? Again, why are you being ma'akir in our braisa? Because you bought something from the original Eved Kichavim when you weren't supposed to. So what do you do to the animal? Teyaker. You injure it. Right? That's what you do. You tear its ACL. Right? That's what you do. What does ikur mean when it comes to being makdish bezman hazeh when you're not supposed to? It's a different definition. So faith to Gemara Kasha. What is ikur? Right? Is ikur injuring it? Or is ikur locking it up and letting it die? Amar Abayas. Abayas said, ikur can mean either one of the above, and really it depends on the context. Ikur, when you bought something from an Eved Kechavim, is going to be different than ikur when it's hektish. Shani Hasam, hektish is different, mishum bezayin kachem. Because by hektish, you were makdish it. So right now it's hektish. And if you're going to injure it, you're being mevazah the kachem, and being that you're being mevazah the kachem, that's why it's going to be a problem. Rashi says, because what's going to happen is it's going to end up dying a slow, painful death when you makir, and that's what the bezayin kachem is. That's why it's not okay. Freit the Gemara. Okay, so you don't want to be ma'akir. It seems like that's like a long, painful death, and that's a bizarre kachem. Why don't you just shecht it? that's not long, not so painful, right? The reason we shecht is to prevent as much tsar bali chayim as we possibly can. So why don't you do that? Says the Gemara, asbu l'dei takol, because if you're going to shecht the animal, you might eat it. You might forget, you might think that you just shecht the dinner. That could be a problem. So the Gemara says, okay, v'lashav yigistera, don't shecht it the way a shoychet shecht. Why don't you just chop it into two? Then you're going to know it's not a kosher shechita. Amar Abaya said, oh my God, that's also not an option. Because the pasuk says, regarding avodah zara, v'nitatztem es mizbechosam v'shibartem matzei voisam v'asheireyem tisrufum be'esh u'psile elohem tigadeyon v'ibadetem es shmom en amokam ahu. And then it says leisasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem, that the Yidim were told when you come into Israel, you're going to see the avodah zara, you should rip apart the avodah zara, but don't behave that way when it comes to kachim. So you can't just chop kachim in two. It doesn't work that way. You have to be sensitive to some sort of derech kavod, and for that reason, said Abaya, that when it comes to kachim, to go ahead and to do that is not going to be an option. So again, the kasha was that when you buy something from the Yerushal Leiv Tekechav and Behemet Hayaka, what does that mean? It means injure it. But when you buy something from the Yerushal, when you are makdish or something, Bezman Hazeh, Behemet Hayaka, what does that mean? Let it die this death of Noel Delis Bifanevi Himesim Me'aleh. The kasha is, why not injure the kachem as well? So the first answer is Abaya, it's Bezoyin kachem. Rava said a different reason. Neshinir come out the mum bekachem. Because if you're going to go ahead and you're going to be makrit, it looks like you're giving kachem a mum, and now let it be matam mum bekachem, and it looks like him being matam mum bekachem. Freak the Gemara, nira mum alyu. This is not nira come out the mum bekachem. This is the real deal. So the Gemara says, it's true, this is the real deal, but it's not from an Isser perspective, the real deal. Because Hani Mili, when is it the real deal? That's when the Beis HaMikdash stood. The Chazi Lakrava, when you have an animal that you can bring as a carbon and you give it a mum, that's when you consider it being Matal Mum Bekachim. But Hashto, the Chazi Lakrava, but being that this is not Chazi Lakrava, Leslan Ba, this is not going to be an issue. Meaning, it's Nirik Matal Mum, but it's not the real Matal Mum. The real Matal Mum is when you have something that's Chazi Lakrava and you give it a mum. But being that this is not Chazi Lakrava, it's not a problem. Now, what's the Makar? The Matal Mum Bekachim is only true if the animal is Chazi Lakrava. So Rashi says it's based on the following pasuk: V'ish ki yakriv zevach shlomim l'Hashem lefale neder oy lenadava babakar batzoin tamim yeh liratzoin kol mum la yibay. So kol mum la yibay means we're dealing with a bal mum, right? This is an iser mum, tamim, right? Tamim. But what does the pasuk say? It says that it should be l'ratzayin. So we learn from here. Anytime you have an animal, yet you could have been mekayim, tomim yeh l'ratzayin, then there's an issa d'oraisa of kamum lo yibay, you're not allowed to give it a mum. If, however, it's bizman hazeh, so you can't be mekayim, tomim yeh l'ratzayin, then you're not going to have the lav of kamum lo yibay. So therefore, said Rava, it's not the real matam mum bekachem, because you can't be mekayim today, tomim yeh l'ratzayin, but at the same time, it's nearer kamatam mum bekachem, and it's for that reason, it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, the lahavi kematol mum b'malmum. I still don't understand why Rava said that it's only nira kematol mum. Why are we saying it's nira kematol? Because being that you can't be mekayim tamim yil l'ratzon, so Rava holds it's not a real matol mum. Befreit the Gemara, why is it erger from someone that's matol mum in an animal that's a bal mum? An animal, once it has a mum, is not chazik lakrova. So you can't be mekayim tamim yeh l'ratzon. Still aser. Still there's an issa d'oraisa to go ahead and be matam mum. So afraid the Gemara, why did Rava say that the reason you can't say behemet teyaker to tear its tendon min arku v'lamata? Because it's nirka matam mum. It's the real thing. Now, what are you going to tell me? No, it's not the real thing because we're dealing bizman hazeh. And bizman hazeh, you can't be mekayim tamim yeh l'ratzon. You see that even when you can't be mekayim tamim yeh l'ratzon, there's an issa d'oraisa. Where do you see that? From the fact that you can't be matam mum b'mum. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the same thing. And the reason is because balmum, when an animal is a balmum, nehida lechazi legufe, even though right now you can't take this balmum and put it on the mizbeach, abeledmechazi, you could be paid it, take the money, buy another animal, which is what you're supposed to do, and bring that one as a carbon. But now, now there's nothing you can do. You can't take this animal, put it on the Mizbeach, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, and you can't even be paid it and buy another animal, because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today. So says Rava, that
someone's matal mum de mum, there could be over the Isadei Raisa because it's still Tamim Yehler Ratzin. It's Tamim Yehler Ratzin, not because you could take this animal and put it on the Mizbeach, but because you could be paid there to take the money and buy an animal that you'll be able to put on the Mizbeach. But Bizman Azeh, you don't even have that, so there's no kiyum of Tamim Yehler Ratzin Bizman Azeh. There's no kiyum of Tamim Yehler Ratzin Bizman Azeh. So the best that you have today is that it's Nirukim Matal Mum, but Al Kapanim, says the Gemara, being that it is Nirukim Matal Mum, it's for that reason, Taloch is that when it comes to being Makter something, Bizman Azeh, you don't have the option of injuring it. What you have to do is noil delos befanel v'meis meila. You are matal mum. I mean, it's not kishmak to cause the kachem to die, but you have no choice. And as a result, this is what you're going to do. So again, what's the recap of this last part of the Gemara? We were discussing behema teyokin. Right? There were two questions the Gemara had. Number one, what happened to tzar balichaim? Gemara said, you see from Yishua Benun, it's not tzar balichaim. The second question was, why over here behema teyokin do you injure it? And how come when you maktish bizman hazeh and you have a situation behema teyokin there, you just lock it up in a room and you let it die? Two terutzim. Abaye said, "Bezoyin kachim, you don't want to injure the kachim." Rava said, "It's because you're nirukim atal mum, and that's what the issue is going to be." Now, going back to the brisa, which brisa? Right, there were two brisas in Amud Aleph. There was the Rav Nassim brisa, and then there was the Chachamim brisa. Right, we had the Mishnah, and then the two brisas. So, the first brisa, Rav Nassim's brisa. In Rav Nassim's brisa, a person did business in the Yerid. Right, either way he goes, he had a little bit of an issue. Right, stuck between a rock and a hard place. What am I supposed to do? The answer is don't do business. And if you do business, we're going to penalize you. Whatever it is you got is going to end up being an issue. Specifically, as it relates to a behema, teyaker, right? Some things get thrown into the Yamamela. Some things you let rot. Says the Gemara, a story. Ashkechei Rabbi Yoina the Rabbi Loi, the Koya Pisach the Tzur. Rabbi Yoina met Rabbi Loi, and he was standing at the entranceway of Tzur. Amalese, he told him, Ketani, it said in the price of behema teyaker, that if you buy behema on the Yerid, when you weren't supposed to, what do you do with the behema? Teyaker. Eved my. What if you bought an Eved? You bought a slave. What do you do with the slave? Now he said like this, Eved Yisrael, loy kami bayuli. I know it, an Eved Yisrael. For sure, you're not going to harm it. Abiki kami bayuli, Eved Eved Keichavim. What are you going to do with an Eved Eved Keichavim? Like, what are you supposed to do with it? Are you going to be oikarit? By the way, it sounds like oikarit is causing it to die, right? So is that what you're going to do? I'm a lace, and he told him, I kami bayulach. I don't understand your question. Right? This is Rabbi Loi responding to Rabbi Yoina. He says, Chvashtenish Takasha. He said, Tanya, it's a mefurish abraisa. Oiv dekechavim, and oiv dekechavim, v'haroye behema daka, or someone that's a shepherd for behema daka, who were chashudim, right? These chevra that were roy behema daka, the apostle Eidos, right? Hahi raya of Shnai Moichsim fame. Loi mailin, you're not allowed to take them out of a bar if you see them dying, but at the same time, v'loy meridim, you don't put them into the bar. So if that's the case, you see, you don't go out of your way to kill them. So in Eved Oyve Kechavim, there's no way in the world that halacha would be teyaker, because teyaker would mean harming them in a meaningful way, and this is not something that we would be allowed to do. That's the answer to that question. Another correspondence related to the sugyas that we learned. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah l'Rav Zeir. Rav Yirmiyah told Rav Zeir, K'tani, we learned, Loikche mehem behema avadim v'shvachas. Now, where did we say, Loikche mehem behema avadim v'shvachas? This is the second brisa. It's a little bit tricky. This is going now back on the second brisa. What was the second brisa? That was the Chachamim brisa. What did the Chachamim say? You're allowed to go to the original Loikche Chachamim, you could buy behema avadim v'shvachas, batim, sodes, and kramim. Not just that, you could even write it in a shtar, and you could even take the shtar into the arkois. And what's the reason? Mepnesha who can matzel miyadim, right? Because you're being matzel miyadim. There was a whole shock of attire related to this brisa, whether this brisa is not like Rav Nosson, that's where Rish Lakish held, Das Yachav Ram, Alachik Rabim. Rav Yechon made a bit of Kimpton, this brisa was talking about where you were buying it from a balabayas. You weren't buying it from a tagger. But either way, what did the brisa say? Loikha mehem, behema avadim ushvachis. Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Zeira, Eved Yisrael? When it says you could buy Avadim Ushvachas, does it mean only an Eved Yisrael? Or could you buy even an Eved Oivik Echavim? Amalei Rav Zeir told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mistabra Eved Yisrael. It's Mistabra you can only buy an Eved Yisrael. The Eved Oivik Echavim, because if you want to buy an Eved that's an Oivik Echavim, the Miami Bailey. Meaning, what would be the basis to buy an Eved Oivik Echavim? To buy an Eved Yisrael, I understand why it would be Mutter. But to buy an Eved Oivik Echavim, why should that be Mutter? Says the Gemara, Ki Yasser Rav and Amr Abshim ben Lakish, when Rav came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, the name Reish Lakish, I feel like Eved Oivik Echavim. Now, I heard in Eretz Yisrael, I heard from Reish Lakish, that you're even allowed to buy an Eved Oivik Echavim. Why would it be Mutter? Mepnesha machnisoi tachas kanfei Yashchino. The reason is, because when you buy it, you're being machnisoi tachas kanfei Yashchino, so there's some good thing that you're doing by buying this Eved, right? an Eved Kanani is chayv in certain mitzvahs, and as a result, when you buy the Eved, now it's going to belong to a Yid, so now you've made it chayv in certain mitzvahs. So based on that, it's going to be mutter. Rav Ashi heard all this, and he said, Otu behema, my machnes tachas kanfi hashkino. He said, I'm very taken aback by this exchange. Right, the Amiram is trying to figure out, are you allowed to buy an Eved that's a guy or not? Eved Yisrael, I hear. But what about an Eved guy? It's... maybe it should be mutter because now it's going to belong to a yid, and when it belongs to a yid, you're being machnes atachas kanfi yashchina. So Rav Ashi says, I'm very confused. It says you can buy behema. So why are you allowed to buy behema? You're not being machnes to behema tachas kanfi yashchina. Right, it's a beautiful lashon. Otu behema, my machnes tachas kanfi yashchina irko. Ela mishum, what must be the reason you're allowed to buy a behema? Mishum me'utayo. What does that mean? So Rashi says that when you buy from the guy, you're decreasing his net worth, you're decreasing his influence, you're decreasing his power. That's why it's mutter. Nu v'hachinami d'memati shari. So too over here, when you go ahead and you buy an eved oivik kechavim, it's certainly without a question going to be mutter. So this last exchange is a very interesting exchange. And really, this closes the loop to the beginning of the whole sugya. And that is, in this last Gemara, the Amiram are having a debate that when the Gemara said, you're allowed to go to your ritual of the Kechavim and you're allowed to buy Behema, Avadim, Shvachis, Batim, Sadis, and Kramim, could be Avadim only means an Eved Yisrael. What about an Eved of the Kechavim? That was a whole Shaila. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeir, Rav Ashi. At the end of the day, Rav Ashi said, for sure you're allowed to buy an Eved of the Kechavim, because if you buy a Behema, that I can't understand why a Behema, an Eved that's an Eved Kechavim would be any worse. But there was for sure a Havamina, and there's some Svara that's floating around over here, that maybe, even though the Brisa says you're allowed to go to the Yerid and you're allowed to buy, it doesn't mean you could buy everything, right? It could be there's some limitations in terms of what it is you're allowed to buy and what it is that you're not allowed to buy. What's the question? The question is, I don't understand what's going on over here. Why in this Brisa were you allowed to buy? Rish Lakish said, the reason you're allowed to buy, right? It was a machleis Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, I don't understand Pashat Pran this price. Rish Lakish said, because this price is the Shita Sachachamim, that a chaylik with Rab Nosson, that holds Mahani Shari. So if Mahani Shari, you're allowed to buy. What's the problem? Right, the only time you're not allowed to buy is if you'd walk into a store that's Mu'utara is Beveret Vahadas. But otherwise, if you want to buy, you'd be allowed to buy. So if Mahani Shari, then what's the problem? Meaning, what does it mean Mahani Shari? You're, on some level, maybe benefiting the Avodah Zarah when you buy from these chanuyos. Okay, but you're allowed to benefit the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan held that Mahana's Aser. He held that the Chachamim were never chaylik on Rav Nosson, but he made an Akimta. It's talking about where you bought it from a balabas. So the only time that they used to take taxes was from the Tagar. They didn't take taxes from the balabas. If they didn't take taxes from the balabas, again, it wouldn't be a problem. So what's the issue over here? What's Pashup Shan in this Gemara? We had two Mahalchim. We spent a lot of time going through it in terms of why it is it's mutter. Either because Mahana Shari, Shitas Rish Lakish, or because you're like Kech from Malabai, so you're not being Mahana at all, Shitas Rabbi Yechanan. But either way, it should be mutter. So what's going on over here? What's the problem? So all the Rishonim, Ki Ishach B'Lei Vechot say, that this issue that the Gemara is picking up on over here, and the reason that Meiram and Ahavamina, maybe you can only buy an Eved Yisrael, not an Eved Ovi Kechavim, Ibn Shemach Nisan Tachas Kanfei Ashchino, and the Gemara said, no, it's Mishum Me'utinu. It's not related to the Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. It's not even related to our Mishnah. You know what it's related to? It's related to Daf Beis. It's related to Rashi's Kasha, all the Rishonim's Kasha, Betchilas Asugya. And that is, there's another problem going on in our Gemara. And that is, what happened to the Israel of Nei Eidem Shal Ovi Kechavim? What happened to that Isser? What happened to the Isser of Ne'edem Shalav de Kechavim? Now Rashi said a Chiddush Nifla in the beginning of the Sugya, and that is, Asa Laseis V'Laseis Imam doesn't mean you can't buy. It only means you can't sell. I Laseis V'Laseis, yeah, because when you sell, he buys. But Asa Laseis V'Laseis doesn't mean you can't buy. But says the Ritva and the Ramban and Reuva the Rishonim, that Avad it's Asa to buy. Tosfos speaks to that in the Sugya, Avad it's Asa to buy. So if that's the case, so what happened to the Israel of Ne'edem Shalav de Kechavim? The answer is that to buy from them these things, B'yoy Mashuk, it was understood as mutter. And this is a carve-out. It's an exception to the rule of the Israel of Ne'edeh. And Amiram, therefore, we're trying to understand where did Chazal make this exception? Meaning, Hochli Rich Alev de Kechavim, you could buy a Behema, Avadim, Shvachis, Batim, Sadis, Ukramim. They felt that, it doesn't say you could buy tomatoes. It says, right, it doesn't say you can just do your grocery shopping. It says there's certain things you're allowed to buy. So they were clearing, each one of these things must be Chashav. So, And there must be a reason why there's an exception for these things. So here's the shaila. Eved, is it only an Eved Yisrael? What about an Eved Ovid Kechavim? Or maybe an Eved Ovid Kechavim also, because even though he's a guy, but when you buy him, he's going to belong to a Yid, he's going to become a Yisrael B'mikzas, and you'll be Machnisei Tachas Kan Feyashchina. Maybe that's why it's going to be Mutter. Rav Ashni said, yeah, I agree with everything that you just said, but at the end of the day, you know why it's Mutter Mishum Me'utayu? Meaning these things are things that we would be very happy to take away from the Ovid Kechavim. And being that we're happy to take them away from the Ovid Kechavim, we're going to allow you to buy it even on the Yerid. The Rishonim speak out, by the way, that it seems like on the Yerid, the prices were a little bit cheaper. And because the prices were a little cheaper, this was considered an opportune time to get it. I mean, otherwise, buy it tomorrow. Terry says, today is the Shas HaKosha. First of all, right, everything is 20% off today. So it's one of those days. So as a result, you can go ahead now and you can buy things at a discount. So now is an opportunity to make a Me'utayu. But the Yisoid of this Shak Levitaria is not related to the Ikur Sug of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel. It's related more to the Sugya and Daf Beis. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, how's Rashi going to learn this Gemara? Rashi understood that the reason there was no problem with Ne'edem Shalav the Kechavim in our Sugya is because there's never an Issa to buy for Ne'edem Kechavim on the Yom Ha'ed. So Hodra Kushal Aduchtei, how are you going to make sense of the Sugya? Again, all the Rishonim will chaylok with Rashi. Well, they're really lifnei and dem shalayv dekechavim. You're not allowed to even buy. So the reason the Gemara over here is trying to understand in a more nuanced way what you're allowed to buy in the second price of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is because it's muching with the kasha from what about the Mishnah? The Teretz says certain things, certain situations you're allowed to buy. But according to Rashi, there's never an issa to buy. So the Ritva speaks out that Rashi is going to learn that when the Gemara said Mishum Me'utayu, that's good for what it means. Mishum Me'utayu means that when a guy sells something, when anyone sells something, he's otsev. That's what Me'utayu means. You're lessening him, which is the reason he's otsev. And fakir, the Gemara is good for saying what Rashi spoke at the beginning of the sukkah. Rashi's makar to say that there's no issa to buy from an Ovid Kechavim Yom Eidai is good for this Gemara. And it's the maskana of Rav Ashi. Meaning, you're right, Rav Yirmi and Rav Zera don't seem to be saying that. But Rashi's bringing Rav Ashi, who is the final say in the sugya. And Rav Ashi says, Mishum Me'utayu, and you know what the Taich of Mishum Me'utayu is? It's good for this halacha. But the bottom line is, really, if you think about it, the whole sugya of Lifnei Edem Shalav Tekechavim very much just came to life over here at the end of this Gemara exhale. So as it relates to Raid, just to end with one ha'ara, really it's something that we left on the table last week. And it connects, not to today's daf, but just to some of the Divrei Agada that we came across in the last few days. And that is that on Daf Tes and Daf Yud, the Gemara talked a little bit about the Seifrim, when they used to write Shtaris. So they used to count. And they counted L'malchei Yavan, not just Malchei Yavan, 6 years into the reign of Yavan, which was 380 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And it seems like that's how Seifrim used to do their counting. Now, Bezman Hazeh, that's not the way we count. Right? How do we count Bezman Hazeh? It's L'Briyas Olam. Right, you ever hear Kriyas Ksuba? That's how we count today. It's to Briyas Olam. That's the way most Minyanim happen. And truth is, if you look in the Rishonim and the Gaonim already, they talk about when it changed. Right? When did we pivot from counting from the Greek Empire 380 years before Churban Bayis Sheni? Until Briya Silent. But this is the way it is. There's a drasha from the Halakha Chasam Sofer. We spoke out this drasha once upon a time for another reason. But there's a drasha in Drasha's Chasam Sofer, and this is one of the drashas that the Chasam Sofer gave on Zion of in the year Tuf Kuf Ayin. In the new Drasha's Chasam Sofer, it's Drush Yud in the Zion of Drashas. So the Chasam Sofer brings a Mechilta. The Mechilta says as follows: Ilu Zachisem Hayisem Moinem LeBinyanish HaBeis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Yidin, if you were Zoicha, you could have counted L'binyanei Shal Beis HaMikdash. But Achshev Shaloi Zachisem, but now that you weren't Zoicha, Atem Moinem L'Churbanoi. You're forced to count from Churban Beis HaMikdash. If we would have had a Beis HaMikdash, we'd have the Schos, we could have been counting. How many years is it from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was built? But Achshev Shaloi Zachisem says the Mechilta, when you're going to count, whenever you're going to be Moina, what's the minyan going to be? It's going to be L'Churbanoi. It sounds like there's a mechilta that says that we're supposed to count lechurbanu shal beis hamikdash, and if that's the case, kasha eichanu moinem atal lebrias ha'olam v'loy lechurban beis hamikdash. As I pray the Chasam Sofer, says the Chasam Sofer, yesh loyma. We know that the Torah begins Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz. And Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, why does the Torah start Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz? The way the Torah should have started was HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Kadoshim. Says Rashi, Shem Yoim Ru, because if the Umay Sa'olam are going to come and they're going to say Listem Atem, because you took the land from whom? You took it from the Knanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, I created the world, I gave the Knanim the land, I gave it to them when I wanted them to have it. Now I want the Yidden to have it. So instead of giving it to them, I'm going to give it to the Yidden. Zay say Meres, when a Yid thinks, said the Chassam Sofer, Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz, when you think of those words, what are you supposed to think of? You're supposed to think of that Eretz Yisrael is Shalonu. Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. If you're going to think today, in the year 5785, that Eretz Yisrael is supposed to belong to us. You know what the first thing that's going to come to your mind is a krechts. And that is, well, then how come we don't have Eretz Yisrael? Why are we in Galus? Why don't we have a Beis HaMikdash? Why don't we have a Gula Shalema? What's going on over here? The answer is, because Siddur Churban Beis HaMikdash says Chassam Sofer, that when you think Minyan L'Briyas HaOlam, you're going to be thinking Churban Beis HaMikdash. One is going to lead you right into the other. Because you're going to think 5,785 years from Bereshis Bara Elokim, immediately you're going to think of Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Eresh, the Rashi in Chumash, which is going to take you to what's going on over here, which is going to make you think of Korban Beis HaMikdash. So the Chassam Sofer says, really, Achshav, when we count L'Briyas HaOlam, we're being Moinam L'Churbane. Because on some level, we're reminding ourselves of Korban Beis HaMikdash. This is what the Chassam Sofer said. But then the Chassam Sofer says, but really, wait, the way we do it has an added benefit. Because not only are we going to be mindful of Churban Beis HaMikdash, but also we're going to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave us Torah Mitzvahs. So by counting 5,785, we're being Yoytze the Mechilta. So it's not like we're violating that Mechilta, but we have the extra benefit of counting the Briyas HaOlam. And then he says as follows, just read one paragraph. Vachi nami nira, b'minyin sha'anu moinem l'briyas ha'olam, zeichem anachnu, we remember, ki ha'olam mechudash, ve'eretz Yisrael ra'oy lanu, ve'afilu hachi galinu me'artzenu, v'loi ka'oysam chadashem mikarev, ha'moinem sha'koysven b'reish megilta, minyin leidas Mashiach ha'noitzrim. And he says, this is the way you're supposed to count. Not the way there are people now that are chadashim mikarev, that when they write a letter, Bereish Megilta, they date it. And you know how they date it? They date it minyan leidas Mashiach ha'noitzrim. V'koysev, says the Chassam Sofer, when somebody dates a document like that, you know what he's doing? He's koysev, and he's choysev atzmoy she'en loy chelik balike Yisrael. Oy lohem ki gamlu l'nafsham ra, b'toyres Hashem masu v'chachmas malohem. So says the Chassam Sofer, when we count from Briyas HaOlam, what we're remembering is the Eibishter created the world. We're also remembering the fact that Eretz Yisrael is ra'u lanu. And we're remembering that unfortunately we're in Galus, and as a result we're thinking of Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's what's supposed to cross the mind of a Yid when he counts. Not like the people that are chadoshim mikarev, that they write Bereish Megilta minyan leidas Mashiach HaNoitzrim. That's a whole different machshava. That's a hirur of avodah zarah. That's a terrible, terrible machshava. And says the Chassam Sofer, when a person writes that, he's koisei v'choisei atzmoi she'en lo yichelik b'likei Yisrael. That's really what's going on over here. A tzushtel to this drashas Chassam Sofer is another drashas Chassam Sofer. This drasha the Chassam Sofer gave in Tovkuf Tzadik Gimel. This was on Ches Teves. If you have the new drashas Chassam Sofer, it's a drush yud ches in the Ches Teves drashas. And over here, the Chassam Sofer was talking about how a yid counts. You know, this is interesting. If you ever you look at tshuvas, right? So when the Gedolei Yisrael, they used to sign off tshuvas, so they would date a tshuva, which makes a lot of sense. But not only would they date the tshuva, they would always write the day of the week. And the tshuvas always bothered me a little bit, right? Yom Gimel, it's Tuesday, and this day in a month, and it's that year. Why are you counting the day of the week? So the Chassam Sofer in this drasha addresses this. He says, Hine nirali, anu moinim hayom li yimei Shabbos. He says, we always count the days of the week. Echad b'Shabbos, Beis b'Shabbos, v'hu leheyed al chidush ha'olam u'briyasoy, v'shavas v'noch b'shvi. He said, because when a yid counts, hayom yom rishon l'Shabbos, hayom yom sheni l'Shabbos, what he's remembering is that David created the world, and he rested on Shabbos. Va'od anu moinim, he says, when we count, we also count Yemei Achodesh, Liyitzias Mitzrayim. Hayoyim yoyim echod b'Shabbos, it's Sunday, it's Gimel b'Chodesh HaRishayim, and it's Gimel Nisan. The Kos of Ramban, we spoke at this Ramban last week, Beherich b'pasik Achodesh Azelochem, ba'amreinu HaChodesh HaRishayim, hainu Rishon l'tzeisenu mi'Mitzrayim, v'sheni l'tzeisenu mi'Mitzrayim, nimtza meyed al Geula Seinu. Right, we're talking about Geula. The Kos of Ramban, he brings the whole Lashon of the Ramban, he says, ayin sham b'mesek l'shoinoi, nimtza b'mash anu moinem l'shabbos u'l'chodesh, anu mechabrim emunas b'riyas ha'olam, Ushmira Shabbos imamunas ha'geula. He said, when a yid counts and you say today is the first day of the week, it's the third day of the month, and it's whatever chodesh it is, right? So when the fourth chodesh of the year, when a yid counts in that way, what's essentially he doing? What the yid is going ahead and what he's doing on that day is he's thinking Shabbos, he's thinking Brias Olam, he's thinking Geula, and all these different ideas are merging together. This is the way a yid is supposed to count. When you count, you data document, all these ideas are supposed to permeate your mind. And then the Chasam Sofer says, V'loi kechadoshem mikarov, shemoinem leidas meshicham shal noitzrim halo yevoishu beis Yisrael l'atmurazu. And again, the Chasam Sofer threw in this line. He says, I see people now, they're counting to leidas yeshay anoitzri rebbeinu shal oilam. He said, a yid is supposed to be thinking Shabbos, he's supposed to be thinking Amuna, he's supposed to be thinking Gagula, he's supposed to be thinking Brias Oilam, he's supposed to be thinking Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's supposed to be thinking the Geula of the Osed, and instead he's thinking leidas Mashiach. This is the worst thing imaginable. One other place where the Chasam Sofer talks about this, and this is in another drasha, and this drasha is interesting. This drasha the Chasam Sofer gave in the year Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. So if you know, you know. But in the year Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, the Chasam Sofer was a rav in a city called Dresnitz. And when the Chasam Sofer was rav in Dresnitz, he gave a drasha on Shoivavim. And this is in his Shoivavim drasha. Now, just as an interesting fact, there's one drasha that we have from the Chasam Sofer on Shoivavim. Now, it wasn't just on Shoivavim, it was Shoivavim Tat. And the Chasam Sofer, we have one drasha on Shoivavim. Now, you're going to say, if you take a look at the drashas Chasam Sofer, you're going to find a whole bunch of Shoivavim drashas. It's 13, if you do the math. But really, only one of them is an original Shoivavim drasha. The others were put together by the Chasam Sofer's great-grandson, Rabbi Yosef Naftuli Stern, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, who we're going to talk about one day, Bezer Hashem. But he's the one that was Mesader, a lot of the Torah, the Chasam Sofer that we have today. And when he put together a Shoivavim section, he wanted it to be a little bit robust. So he took different Torahs that the Chasam Sofer had written about Shoivavim and he included it there. But we have one real authentic drasha that the Chasam Sofer ever gave on Shoivavim Tat. And he gave it when he was a younger man, a rav in the city of Dresnitz. But either way, so in the Dresnitz drasha, so the Chasam Sofer, he writes as follows. He talks a little bit about Shoivavim, which is Chodesh Tevis time, and he says as follows. He's talking about the month of Tevis. He says, "Boyu ru'u davar nifla." He says, "I want you to be mespoinen in the davar nifla." Ki bezech Chodesh Tevis, because in the month of Tevis, achalakinu by kiflay kiflayim, whereas yidden we were so punished. Boy hischilu matzah nevuchanetzah le'ar Chodesh. Chodesh Tevis is when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege on Yerushalayim. Because of Abis Yosef, I'm skipping a little bit. Abis Yosef wrote, "She'ilu haya efsher she'tochel asar b'tevis b'Shabbos. If asar b'tevis would fall out on a Shabbos, hayinu mesanim boy, we would fast on it, right? You would never fast on Shabbos. The only fast you would ever fast on a Shabbos is asar b'tevis. Boy b'yoyim on that day, basa hashmul lebnei agoylo. On that day, the shmur came to the bnei agoylo. They heard that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The yidden that were in Galus. Ches on ches tevis nichtava atayr yavanis. The Torah was written in Greek. Vayuchoshech gimel yamav." And 3 days of Finstenish descended on the world. Tesboy on the ninth day of Tevis, Mace Ezra HaSoifer. Shall Yeshokel Kamoish Rabbeinu. Vim Kena Chodesh Hazeh Huzman Avelus Liyisrael. This is a month that permeates Avelus of Klal Yisrael. Vihine, this same month of Tevis, which is all about Avelus for Yidin who are Schola Simchason. It's when the Yemei Simcha begin for the Ovdei Kechavim. Vishonu Chadoshim Shalohem. It's the New Year's. For the Ovdei Kechavim. The Leidas Mashicham. It's the day that their Mashiach was born. Says the Chasam Sofer. That for us, Chodesh Teves is the worst month. it's the worst month. Yeah, it's the only one of the fasts of Churban Beis Hamikdash that you would fast even on, Shabbos. So you do it. The Chassam Sofer writes in different places that every year on Asara B'Teves, there's a Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Hadin whether the Beis Hamikdash should be built or it shouldn't be built. So he's like Chassam Sofer. This is like one of the Sisrei Torah that Chassam Sofer writes in his Svar. Right? You do it. There's so much Ruach HaKodesh in Sifrei Chassam Sofer. This is one of them. He says there's a Yom Hadin every single year in Asara B'Teves. Chassam Sofer knows this. Every single year there's a Yom Hadin. Should the Beis Hamikdash be built this year or should it be destroyed this year? It happens on Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves is the Haschala. That's when it all began. Sofer says Aschala hu chatzi akol. That's half of everything, and that happened when it happened on Chodesh Tevis. And zelo umazeh Chodesh Tevis. That's the happiest time of year as it relates to the Oivdei Kechavim. And he says it's not a mikra. Loi be mikra vehizdame nafalzeh ki im bekavonas mechuvin kedechsev ula oim ula oim yamot. Because it's always a zelo umazeh. When it's good for the Yidden, it's the opposite for the Umay Sa'ilam. Ula oim mila oim yamat. Right? That's what Shame told Rivka. Ula oim mila oim yamat. This is our fate. There's an inverse relationship with the fate of the Yidden and the fate of the Umay Sa'ilam. And that's why New Year's, that time of year, which is such a celebratory time for the Umay Sa'ilam, it's their New Year's. For us, said Chassam Sofer, it's Chodesh Tevis. It's just the opposite. Truth is, Chassam Sofer is talking about the Noitzrim, right? Clearly, he's talking about the Noitzrim. He talks about Leidus Mashiach. But we just saw the Gemara. We learned the Gemara together. With the Gemara said on Daf Ches Amud Aleph that what's the history of the Yom Edom Shel Oivdei Kechavim? So you had the Kalanda and Starnura. And where does it come from? It comes from Adam Arishin. When did Adam Arishin set up those Yomim Tovim? When did it start? It was 8 days before Tkufas Tevis. It was 8 days after Tkufas Tevis. The pagan Avodah Zarah, their holidays, the Yom Edom that we're handling right now, that's when that all began. So says the Chassam Sofer, Simdritimol, in his drosha on Zayinov, in his drosha on Ches Tevis, this is the drosha that he gave in Dresnitz, in Tovkuf Nun Dalet, in Shoivivim. So in this drosha again, says the Chassam Sofer, that I see Yidden, that they go ahead and they celebrate Chodesh Tevis, it's New Year's, it's the holiday season, and all of a sudden they're a little perkier, right, and they're a little bit happier, and they have a little more of a jump in their step. And the Chassam Sofer says, this for us, this should be a Zman of Avelis. It's just the opposite of the way it's supposed to be. And he fears us. He says, Al Kain, Al Tismach B'Yoim Edom. He says, don't be besimcha on their Yoim Ed. Ki Sameach Le'ed Lo Yinoke Midina Shal Gehenim Chas V'Shalom. What does that rhyme mean? Ki Sameach Le'ed Lo Yinoke. What's Pashup Shat? What does that mean? I saw in the Droshes Chassam Sofer, they don't bring anything here. But Rav Shlomiyak, who doesn't miss a Kutzah Shal Yud, in Oitzvah Chassam Sofer, he says, it's a Lashon HaPasek. It's a Lashon HaPasek in Mishlei Perik Yud Zayin Pasek Hey. We all know the beginning of this Pasek. Everyone knows this. The beginning of the Pasek is Layig LaRosh Cheref Oiseo. Right? If someone makes Litzonis of a Rosh, of an Araman, Cheref Oiseo, right? There's a lot of halachas that are governed by this Pasek. The next part of the Pasek is Sameach Le'ed Layinaka. Sameach le'ed, mandatoni edeya mitan aleph loy nishtabish. What does it mean, sameach le'ed? It means if someone's happy with the downfall of a person, lo yinake, he won't be speared. Don't make fun of a person when he's down. Bin foyle vech al tismach. Lo yeg l'rosh cheref oiseyu. Sameach le'ed, when a person is down, lo yinake. If you're besimcha in that time, lo yinake. But Chassam Sofer said it's a play on words. Sameach le'ed, if someone's going to be besimcha on the Yom Edom, as in the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, if you're going to be besimcha on the aid of the Oivdei Kechavim lo yinake, you know what lo yinake means? Midino shel gehen chas v'shalom. That person will be lo yinake midino shel gehen. This was something that was very chamor, very very chamor in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer. People that were besimcha during the Edom shel Oivdei Kechavim. It's a very very fascinating, very very interesting idea. It's a very sharf musar and a beautiful play on words. And this pasuk over here in Mishlei, clearly very matim to the sugis that we're learning right now, to a lot of different inyanim that we spoke about over the last couple of days.